The ensemble Grand Harmony seems to be based everywhere. Now in its fourth season, it's best known in Boston, has members in Philadelphia, and as the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports, is in Princeton this week performing an ambitious period instrument version of Beethoven's Fidelio.
The usual starting point of Beethoven's Fidelio, an opera about a woman who rescues her political prisoner husband, is heroic-sounding singers finding freedom. But for Grand Harmony, whose directors include brass players, the project began with French horns. The ones Beethoven used seemed rudimentary compared to modern counterparts, but their distinctive buzz may be the soul of Beethoven's orchestra here.
You can just toss those notes off on the natural horn by wiggling your hand in the bell in a way that would be very difficult to replicate the same sense of ease and fluidity on a modern instrument.
That's Yoni Kahn, one of Grand Harmony's co-directors. And in music as deep as Beethoven's, the discoveries that are possible with leaner, less expansive sounds are significant, says conductor Jeffrey McDonald.
When you strip away some of that thickness and bigness, those things reveal themselves to you in the score. They're sitting right there.
The challenges don't stop with the music. Theatrically, Fidelio is a messy hybrid work that confronts stage director Julia Mintzer with no obvious solutions.
That's been the adventure of it. Fidelio is two pieces combined. It is a light operetta, and it is what some people have described as essentially a mass, an ode to concepts rather than to characters. And it is often the director's work to figure out how to weave these two things together.
Nobody claims to have the right way of doing any of this, but that's one reason to come back to Fidelio for all of its faulty exaltation.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.